KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 7:06. We have a clear to partly cloudy sky, 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today with a high of 67. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials of the Council Bluffs Police Department have released the name of a man who died during a workplace accident Friday morning. Sergeant Jason Bailey said the victim was 32-year-old Andy Stroud of Omaha. Stroud died after being trapped in the wheel well of a vehicle at the 275 truck service, which is located at 805 32nd Avenue in Council Bluffs. The accident happened around 9:15 a.m. Friday. Stroud had worked for the business for 3 years. By the time rescue crews arrived, Stroud had been removed from under the vehicle by his co-workers, but was declared dead at the scene. An initial investigation determined Stroud was working on the suspension system of a volunteer fire department ambulance. While looking for a leak in the system, he was between the wheel and body of the ambulance. The suspension system failed at some point for unknown reasons, trapping Stroud. The incident remains under investigation. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a woman from Villisca was arrested early this morning. 49-year-old Stephanie Lee Haichu was arrested just after midnight in the 2200 block of Highway 34. Haichu faces possession of a controlled substance and driving while revoked charges. Montgomery County K-9 unit assisted in the investigation and subsequent arrest. Haichu was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a man on a valid no trespass order Friday afternoon. 53-year-old Kenneth Dale Gibson of Emerson was taken into custody at around 1:40 p.m. at the Oak Creek Apartments at 1660 East Summit Street in Red Oak. Gibson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. An accident Thursday afternoon in Page County caused $1,000 damage, but there were no injuries. Page County Sheriff's Office and 65-year-old Larry Hamm of Clarinda was driving a 2004 Chevy pickup southbound on Highway 71 at around 3:45 p.m., about a mile and a half north of Clarinda, when his pickup was scraped on the side by a passing trailer hauling an oversized load. The accident happened as Hamm was behind a semi-tractor trailer and was trying to see oncoming traffic in an attempt to pass after an escort vehicle in front of the semi hauling the oversized load in the opposite lane had gone by. The trailer hauling the big load was not damaged and no charges were filed. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman said Friday that Frank Waters, the chair of the Cass County Conference Board, which is part of the county assessor, has called for a meeting to be held Wednesday, September 23rd at 5:30 p.m. In a related statement, Cass County Attorney David Wiederstein said, quote, I asked the conference board chair, Frank Waters, to reconvene the board and to rescind the vote of non-appointment because of how the vote was conducted. There may or may not have been a violation of open meetings laws when the three voting units caucused at the same time. Wiederstein said also members of the public in attendance, therefore, had to simultaneously divide their attention three different ways. At the next meeting, Frank will ask the voting units to caucus one at a time so the public can have an unimpeded attention to the deliberations of each voting unit. He says he's already brought this to the attention of the IPIB, the Iowa Public Information Board, Director Margaret Johnson. And Wiederstein says it is his belief that IPIB needs no further involvement in this matter due to the corrective measures being followed by the board chair. This past Wednesday, several members of the public spoke up at the Board of Supervisors meeting and asked Waters to reconvene for a re-vote on the conference board's September 3rd decision not to reappoint County Assessor Brenda Nelson. The DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge in Iowa will offer a chance to learn more about Civil War-era steamboat that sank in a Missouri river. Tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, artifacts recovered from the Bertrand will be on display, and an expert will discuss them. The ship's cargo included an assortment of items that settlers would have needed to survive on the frontier. The Bertrand sank on April 1, 1865. A park ranger will lead a visit to the Bertrand discovery site to discuss how the westward expansion brought big changes to wildlife in the Missouri River Valley. The DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge is situated north of Omaha between Missouri Valley, Iowa, and Blair, Nebraska. Anyone visiting the refuge must have a $3 entrance permit. And Atlantic Police Lieutenant Dave Erickson says anyone interested in bow hunting within the city limits of Atlantic for the hunting year 2015-16 can apply now for permit applications through the Atlantic Police Department. The hunt is allowed under the city's Urban Deer Control Ordinance. Hunters wanting to receive an application should stop by the Atlantic Police Department during their normal business hours of 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. The permit will allow you to harvest antlerless deer. Once you have reported the harvest to the APD, you'll be allowed to harvest a buck, Bow hunters that qualified last year with the Atlantic Police Department will not need to do so this year, but Erickson says you'll still have to pick up the permit application and have it filled out. New hunters will have to contact the APD and set up a time with Lieutenant Erickson in order to qualify. And landowners who would like to allow a bow hunter to hunt on their land should call the police department at 712-243-3512 during normal business hours and sign up. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Ernest Russell Ernie Little, age 85 of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died September 4th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A military graveside service for Ernie Little will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Robert Bob Madsen, age 74 of Shenandoah, died Tuesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Bob Madsen will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Shenandoah. Hackett Livingston Funeral Home of Shenandoah is in charge of the arrangements. Judy Bentley, age 70 of Oakland, died August 22nd. A celebration of life memorial visitation for Judy Bentley will be held today from 11 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Shirley Robertson Cox, age 83 of Papillion, Nebraska, died Wednesday at the Papillion Manor. Memorial services for Shirley Cox will be held Monday at 10:30 at the beautiful Savior Lutheran Church in La Vista, Nebraska. Joseph H. Newell, age 95 of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Joseph Newell will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Neva Clark, age 99 of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Neva Clark will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids, with Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids in charge of arrangements. Raymond William Voss, age 93 of Lakewood, Colorado, and formerly of the Messina area, died September 4th in Colorado. Graveside services with full military rites will be held for Raymond Voss on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church's cemetery in rural Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Robert Blankenship, age 87 of Cumberland, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Robert Blankenship will be held next Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. And Mary Ranney, age 67 of Messina, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mary Ranney are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.